Welcome to the Hockey Hound Show. Join us as we break down the latest stories from around the National Hockey League, interviews, and more. Here are your hosts for the show, Michael Prieto and Matt Rezutis.
Welcome to the Hockey Hound Show. I'm Mike, and I got my line mate Matt with me. And today, we're going to give you some hockey news. And to start things out, we're going to start off with the comment that Tortorella made about Connor McGregor. Connor McDavid, old habits die hard, man. Connor McDavid and how he needs to change his game to be successful in the playoffs. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I think that that he's right. You can't just run and gun in the playoffs. You know, you got to make sure that your defense is tight. And also, you know, to Connor McDavid's credit.
McJesus,
okay. to his credit, he hasn't had an elite goaltender. And if he had an elite goaltender, I think that he probably would have won a couple already. Could you imagine Carey Price playing on Edmonton?
Oh, that team would be scary good for years.
Yeah, they would. But anyways, getting back to Connor McDavid, he is the number one best hockey player in the National Hockey League. And I don't think that it's close. I would say that, you know, that Dreisaitl definitely makes a case out of it. I really like Dreisaitl.
He's number two.
Yeah, he is number two. But McDavid it's like his world right now. The problem is that he hasn't done anything in the playoffs with all that talent. And it's not because that he can't. It's just because it's a completely different game. I think that he's had some experience now. And I think that maybe some changes to his game would help. Because of his speed, I think that he can make up for those changes. But I honestly think that it can't be an offensive-minded only affair. I mean, they played the Blackhawks 2 years ago with a ragtag team, and the Hawks beat them. So it's not that there isn't any talent. It's just that they're not built to play a team like Carolina right now, unless Carolina's going to spend half of the game in the penalty box like they did last year against Tampa Bay. You know, they're not built for the Islanders or Florida, you know, to play these teams in the playoffs. And you know, they'll be, you know, regular season studs like the Washington Capitals did for a decade, and then did nothing in the playoffs. But what's your opinion, man? Do you think that McDavid should not change a thing, or do you think that he needs to change a bit for the playoffs?
Yeah, man, I agree with Tortorella. I think that looking at the last Stanley Cup champion centers, let's say number one centers, you know, you go down the list like. Yeah, maybe not so much Stamkos, but look at, let's say, Bergeron, Ryan O'Reilly, Taves, Kopitar, you know, just guys like that. They all are responsible in their own end. They all won Selkies, you know, and I think we all know Connor could score 50 million goals if he wanted to, but like you said, if they can't keep it out of their own end, they're in trouble in the playoffs. So I think they should, you know, start considering looking for a number one goalie. I think that if they want to be taken serious in the playoffs, they need a guy that, you know, is a solid clutch netminder. And I don't, Mike Smith, man, he's old. I'm not knocking the guy, but he is, you know, he's never got done in the playoffs and he's getting older. And we talked to the Maple Leaf guy a couple of weeks ago. He's one groin pull away from being out for a couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
They added you know, Duncan Keith to probably help nurse with the, you know, to lower the minutes, because I think he played like half hour one game last season in the playoffs. That's a lot, man. That's half the game, and that's playoff. That's hard minutes.
Yeah, so I thought he played 32 minutes one game. Actually, it might have been more. Let me look into that.
That's insane. But I think I would start. You know. We know you can score goals. The Oilers, their power play has been the best. It's the best ever. And that's, you know, there's guys in the 1980s, Wayne Gretzky, Marc Messier, Yari, all those guys. They were an amazing team. They won cups after cups. And their power play wasn't as good as the one that they have now with McDavid, Dreisaitl. You got Hyman. You got Nugent Hopkins. You got Nurse on the back end. Barry. They're tearing it up right now. Dave Tippett was raving about these guys working hard, and they take pride in it. They say, "Hey, all right, boys, let's put them away here. Let's get a we got our power play here. Let's end the game." And they've been doing it, but in the playoffs, it's going to be different. I think they should start hunting for a goalie. I know the Hounds said Korpisalo will probably be available at the deadline. He'd be a great option, I think, for those guys.
Yeah, I agree. And listen to this statistic, man. Darnell Nurse played in an overtime game, 62 minutes and 7 seconds on the ice.
It's a full game. Yeah. Plus a little bit more.
Yeah. And then he played 15:32 in overtime.
It's just insane. That's too many.
How can you, like, you know, how can you do that to one guy, you know? Yeah, he's good.
He's important.
Yeah, he is. That's nuts though, man. And here's another example of, you know, that the Oilers are not built like these other playoff teams that experience success. They don't have to put one guy out there to play the whole game.
Yeah. I like me and you talked about before, if, you know, say they win against the Oilers, or not the Oilers, the Islanders, I think the Islanders would sweep them.
Yep. Just, 100%.
You know, they're not playing well right now, but they've been on the road all year. They haven't been home. Once they get home, they're going to be a different team. But these guys are all in playoff mode right now. They're all grinders and not too many flashy guys, and they'll make you pay in the playoffs. I don't even think McDavid will get over 5 points, probably.
Wow. You know what? McDavid's looking for a new beginning, you know, come playoff-wise, and another player looking for a new beginning and getting it is Jack Eichel. He had a successful neck surgery, and Matt, can you tell us about that surgery?
Yeah, I heard that they go in through the throat to, you know, put the artificial disc replacement in. So that's kind of scary. You know, you don't want anyone going near your throat. But everything went well, they said, and he's starting the recovery process. So hopefully he gets back this year, and we could see him go against his former team, because it looks like they will be playing the Sabres towards the end of the year. And hopefully Vegas could get into the playoffs, because having Eichel would be huge.
Yeah, it would. It makes you think, man, maybe if Eichel's going to come back, maybe they just save him for the playoffs.
Yeah, they probably will. Just like a Kucherov type of thing. Just let him rest up. Let's make it for him, though. But, hey, maybe they're going to be on the outside looking in, and they might need him. So he might come back early. You never know.
Yeah. You know, if it's that case, it makes you wonder. It's like, do you want to give this guy as much time off as possible to make sure that he's healed 100%?
Yeah, you probably would prefer that. But like I said, they got to make it there so they can use him.
Right.
And the team's got to play better. They're banged up. I think Mark Stone's coming back. He's one of my fantasy guys. I just activated him to the roster. He's been on the IR for a while, but he's another important piece. So hopefully these guys can get going.
I think I read a couple days ago that he was practicing, that they showed him on the ice, shaved his beard.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the beard.
Yeah, he shaved the beard, so
Brent Burns' beard, but, you know, a normal beard.
Maybe that's a change for things to come, you know. Maybe like, hey, you know, we're having a rough
change it up, yeah.
You know, a rough beginning to the season, and we need to change it up here.
Yeah.
So, moving on, Tampa extended their point streak to 7 games, but they lost. Didn't they lose?
Tampa, no, they just beat the Panthers, believe it or not. Their last game, yes, they did just lose to
an OT.
Pulling it up now. No, I think they're good. I think they just beat the Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah, the Panthers are on a 4-game losing streak, believe
right,
it or not.
Right,
right.
Yeah. I remember seeing that they're on a 4-game losing streak. You know, talk about, you know, they're having this great start to the season.
Yeah, it's just going to be made up now.
Yeah, then this you know, this drama unfolded with their head coach. He's gone. Then they bring in Andrew Brunette to take over, and now they're having a hard time. And that's brutal, man, especially for Florida, because they've been, you know, as an organization, they really didn't didn't really do much until, you know, John Van Briesbrook, you know, came along back in the day. But then after that, you know, they've kind of been at the wayside. And now Florida, Tampa, they're both two successful teams. Florida's looking to make a deep run, you know, to get into the playoffs. And now they're on a four-game losing streak. Who knows? I mean, it could be a coaching thing. It could be distractions. Maybe they're coming down to earth. What do you think?
I don't know about that. I didn't think, I mean, I thought maybe a little bit Q getting let go would be, you know, like something, oh man, we lost our head coach and everything's going to change a little bit. But, you know, they came back right after they got rid of him. They had some good games and they looked the same, but, you know, they're not going to win every single game and you're going to get cold streaks. They just got to, they can't let it, you know, get good teams like Adam Burrish used to say, good teams never lose two in a row. So hopefully they can get it going again because, right. I know a lot of people like I listen to Jake Hahn has them being a Stanley Cup favorite. And I think Carolina right now is just showing everybody, hey, you got to take us more serious. And I think that team is probably going to be the team out East. You got to watch out for.
Well, you know, as we know, you know, getting a coaching change can be huge for a team. It could be positive, the Blackhawks. They're on a 3-0 run right now. And you look at Florida, you know, they're on a, I believe they won the first game back after Q left. But, you know, they've lost their last four games. You know, this coaching change for them could be a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Sometimes it's just you get into a little... getting a little cold streak and it's hard to get out of it, but you just need your goalies to buckle down and steal a win for you.
Speaking of the Blackhawks, they're on a 3-0 streak after firing their coach Jeremy Colladan. They're 3-0 as far as he's concerned right now. And to be honest with you, this team is a completely different squad than the squad that was playing beforehand. He doesn't have all of his pieces because of COVID and some injuries right now, but the team is playing better defensively. And because they're playing better defensively, they're not getting as many shots on net. And to be honest with you, Marc-Andre Fleury has been playing really well these past few games. He let a couple soft goals go by, but I think that he's playing much, much better during this 3-0 stretch. Seth Jones has been, I would probably say every single game that he has played, he has gotten a little bit better in. And he's playing really, really well right now. I like the way he's moving the puck. I think that he could use a little work with passing, but I think that kind of just comes with learning the team, learning and playing with the guys and bonding with them and knowing where guys are going to go, especially Patrick Kane. So yeah, so he's playing well. Jake McCabe
up points too, man.
Yeah, he's racking up some points
in 15 games. It's pretty damn good. He scored his first goal as a Blackhawk a couple nights ago with a world-class snipe, I thought.
Yeah.
And it's good to see him get on the board and get going, but he's putting up good numbers. You know, the minus seven is not great, but, you know, for some reason, I feel like he's like the most hated player in the NHL. Every time I look at Twitter, they're all just bashing Seth Jones. I'm like, Jesus, what did he do? Sleep with your wife or something?
Yeah, it's no crazy. Kidding. Like, people like hate him, man, for some reason.
Who cares?
Like, they just want him to fail.
Who cares? Yeah, I can't believe the hate.
Yeah, so Jake McCabe is actually playing well as well for the Hawks. He had a really rough start to this season, but he seems to be getting things together and he's playing well. I think they're playing the Kraken coming up on Wednesday. That's a 9 p.m. start Central Time over here. If you're on the East Coast, 10 p.m. start, which is absolutely brutal. And that should be an interesting game. You know, the Hawks playing you know, the Kraken. I think when any team plays the Kraken, I would probably call it an interesting game because you just want to see this new team get out there and play and see how they're going to do.
They're struggling right now.
Kraken, they are.
Yeah, they've kind of, I think they are at the bottom of the Pacific. They're just, I read an article. It's just, the title was, Please Stop the Bleeding. And it's just not going well for them right now. They're sitting 4-10, and they got 55 goals against this season with only 42 goals for minus 13 differential. So, They got to get it going. They're 1-6 and one away and 3-4 at home. So that's never a good thing.
Wow, you know the Ducks are on a six game winning streak. Have you been able to watch any Ducks games?
I did get to watch a couple Ducks games, and I can't believe Troy Terry right now is on absolute fire. In 13 games, he has 11 goals and 8 assists, 19 points, and they are on a 6-game win streak as well. And it's cool to see because I had this team at the bottom. And
yeah,
honestly, the California teams are surprising everybody. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's got everything's all messed up now with predictions and everything because you got Anaheim and you got LA and San Jose playing pretty solid right now.
You know what, man? I think that this is great for hockey because, you know, you expect, you know, Colorado to come out and, you know, they had a bad start to their season. Tampa Bay gets annihilated by the, you know, by the Penguins, their first game of the season. You know, these teams that everybody's expecting to do good, you know, really haven't been. And you've got these other teams that we expected to be, you know, god awful. They're playing very, very well, including the Kings. The Kings have been playing well. The Ducks, you know, we pretty much wrote off the Ducks. The Ducks have been playing very well.
And the Kings were on a 6-game win streak. They lost an OT last night, but they, you know, they're getting points and they've really turned it around.
Yeah, getting six losses in OT isn't as bad as just getting a regular loss, because at least you get something out of it. Buffalo was playing well, but yeah, man, I really like it when, you know, not for betting. It's obviously it's not good for betting, but when things don't exactly work out, you know, the way that you thought that they were, and it's doing it on a grand scale for the NHL this year.
Yeah, for sure, man.
So Panarin is finally starting to score. Breadman over at
for the Rangers. Yeah, he listened to the podcast.
He must have.
I said, why isn't this guy not shooting more? And next game, he gets 2 goals against his former team, the Jackets, and. You know, it was a good game. The fans were booing him all night, which is, it's funny, but Panarin got the last laugh saying they're lazy. They used to be a lot louder. And you know what? I think he was a great player for those guys the couple years he was there. I think it was only 2 years. But come on, man. You can't be booing this guy. He's the bread man. He's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Probably because he left, they wanted him to stay. And he left for more money.
Quite honestly, if they were bad with him, he would have been traded. He wouldn't have just walked for nothing. I think if they were in a good spot, Tortorella had the team playing great. They went for it. And, hey, they beat Tampa that one season. That's a big accomplishment for the Blue Jackets. They beat a Stanley Cup favorite. They swept them, actually.
Right.
So, I mean, he had his good times there. He had put up some unbelievable numbers. And, hey, I'm a Blackhawks fan. I had him with Kaner. It was one of the best times to, you know, watch hockey for me. Kane and the Breadman were just tearing it up. Kane got his first MVP because of this guy. So it was heartbreaking, but hey, man, he moved on. He wanted to get paid, and he's a big part of that Ranger team.
So let's talk about the USA goalie debate. Hallenbuck and Gibson. You know, when it comes to, you know, maybe the Olympics, you know, and how do you evaluate a goalie? Because you can have a goalie that's playing on a really, really bad team that would probably be really, really good if he played on a good team. And then you have a player that looks like they're really good, but they play on a really good team, but they're actually not so well. What do you think Team USA needs to do when choosing their goalie?
Two different tales right there. You got Gibson. You know, he's never really been on a great team. You know, the Ducks are doing good right now. They've, you know, obviously we just said they won 6 games in a row. And you got Hellebuck, who's with the Jets. They're, you know, they've been very good for years. And I think he won the Vezina last year or the year before. I'm sorry if I got that wrong. But and then you got Jack Campbell, I think, that should have his name in that decision or that discussion. I think he's playing well, too. He's one of the most likable guys in the league. And he's playing well. I mean, the Leafs are 10-5, and he's a big part of that. But if I think we have to carry 3 goalies, this would be my squad. I think it, and I think I'd have, you know, like in the big game, out of all 3 goalies, I think I would go with Hellebuck to start it. But I mean, Gibson is, you know, we've seen what he can do, and with the team in front of him, I can't imagine how good he would be.
I think that I would start Campbell purely because he plays in Toronto and he can clearly handle the limelight and he can handle the pressure. And I think that that's a really big attribute to have. And I mean, just based on that alone. And then you have his play, because he's a good player. I think that he's a very good goalie. And they're really lucky to have him.
He's the reason why the Leafs are, you know, where they're at right now. And he's the reason why they were good last year, too, down that stretch. He won 10 games in a row, I think. That's how good he was when Anderson was hurt. He saved their season.
Yeah, he did. Are there any other, say, any other defensemen that stand out to you that, like, yeah, this guy should make the team?
Oh, for Team USA?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Seth Jones and Zach Werenski, they're my number one and two guys. But, you know, there's some guys that you can look at, like, I think John Carlson for the Capitals. I think he should be on the team. Off my head, I'm trying to remember, but those would probably be my 1, 2, 3 guys as of right now, I believe. Okay. And Adam Fox.
Yeah.
Obviously, duh.
Yeah.
And I think he's maybe they'll have him on the top pairing as well.
You mean Adam Norris Fox?
Adam Norris Fox, yeah. He's ripping it up right now. He scored a shorthanded goal the other night, which was pretty freaking crazy as well.
He put on, I think it was a couple, might have been a week ago, he put on a skating clinic on the blue line. It was incredible.
I still don't know why they didn't name him captain yet. If they weren't giving it to the bread man, I still don't know why.
They're going to give it to Lafreniere.
Or Capocacco.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just joking. I don't know who they're going to give it to. You know, who knows? But yeah, you would think that they would give it to Adam Fox.
Well, as far as the goaltending, though, I think Campbell would be fine. I think he would be. I think I would lean more towards Hellebuyck. People are even throwing Thatcher Demko out, but I think Jack Campbell deserves that over him if they're going to carry three.
Absolutely. Are there any...
You know what? We forgot about Quinn Hughes. I think Quinn Hughes has got to have his name up in that top four as well.
Yeah. Are there any forwards that you would say that, based on play from the start of the season to now, that deserves a look at?
I think Alex DeBrincat. For sure. I think he's one of the most underrated guys in the league.
He's a little guy.
He's kind of shadowed behind Kaner, but he should be up there. I was going to say Jack Hughes was off to a good start this season. I think he was kind of working his way up there. And you know what? We're not going to have Eichel for Team USA, so there's going to be an open spot for that second-line center. And I think I'd probably give it to Dylan Larkin right now. I think he's playing great. I know he came back from that little break he had to take for personal reasons, but he had a really nice goal last night, really nice backhand to end it in OT. I think he would be, you know, pretty good player to have on your second line, maybe with, say, Johnny Gaudreau or Kyle Connor even, or Brock Besser, you know, stuff, Jake Gensel, guys like that. I think that they would be very well together.
I think Dylan Larkin should make the team based on soul alone. I think that he's a guy who can lead people. I think that he's a guy that people can fall in line behind. And then I think that he could possibly be a leader on this team, man.
Who do you got wearing the C for that team?
Kaner?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple captains that could possibly be on the team. I mean, you got Brady Tkachuk. He's a captain with the Sens, new captain. I'm surprised Matthew Tkachuk is not captain for the Flames, quite honestly. Dylan Larkin. I mean, Max Pacioretty might be on the team. I know he's not a captain, but he could still be hurt, and it can, you know, open up some more spots for players. But I think Kaner's a good pick. Even Austin Matthews, he's going to be the face of the Olympics for the next, you know, couple times. I think maybe Kaner's got one more in him.
They're going to give it to Kaner because he consistently plays for Team USA, you know, year after year when they play in the world.
Yeah,
and he's usually captain for them. Then I don't know how this guy, considering his stature in the league, can be, you know, show the willingness to come in and play and not give it to him when it's on the biggest stage.
Looking at this roster, he's like the grandpa on the team. It's crazy to say because he used to be the young stud, you know. Now these guys are all young guys.
It's funny, man. You know just how time flies.
Crazy.
What else you got, man?
No, that's about it, man. I think that was a cool discussion to have. I'd like to see what our Twitter followers would have to say about the goalie squad that the U.S. could possibly take. I mean, you got a lot of choices. You got Thatcher Demko. You got Spencer. You got Campbell. You got Gibson. When I said Spencer, I meant Spencer Knight, obviously, and then Connor Hellebuyck. I think I like my picks with Hellebuyck, Gibson, and Campbell.
I really like talking about the idea that, you know, with Torts and Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
You know, because it can go both ways, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear what people have to say, too. I think Torts wasn't disrespecting the guy. I mean, he says we know what kind of player he is. He's, like, the best player in the world right now. And all he's saying is, from the coach's, like, point of view, it's like, hey, if you want to win, you got to change that game up a little bit and, you know, take care of your own end, because it's a different game, man, in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, everybody, that's what we got for you today. Thanks you very, very much for listening. We really appreciate it. We really thank you for coming on and listening to the podcast. We're very appreciative of it. Do us a favor, hit subscribe if you can, and you'll catch us on the next one. We're releasing another one on Friday. Our release days are Tuesdays and Fridays. Tuesday to kind of get you through the week, Friday to get you through the weekend. But that's all that we got for you tonight. Take it easy, everybody. This is Mike and Matt. We're out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Hockey Hound Show. You can follow us on social media at Hockey Hound Show. And be sure to check out our website at www.officialhockeyhound.com.